It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Alright. This is the number one song in the country. Do you know it?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town.
They were playing this in Boston. He was there.
Till I come
I was watching it last night.
Did you know what was going on when you were watching it?
I heard it. My daughter listens to it.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
I like this song a lot.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in.
So is this a Bruins thing?
Can't nobody tell me.
Just keep it going. Keep it going. Rally moves up with a carry. Hold. Do you know the story of this song?
No.
It's unbelievable. First of all, I had never heard of this song in my life until last weekend. And then I was told it's like the biggest song in the world. So this guy, Lil Nas X, he's just like a dude living in his mom's basement. There was a producer, DJ, from like Denmark that put this beat together. Lil Nas heard this beat. Like, the producer in Denmark just put the beat out there. And this guy in America just wrote these lyrics. And it became a hit on country radio. And then country radio decided not to put it on the charts anymore. So did we play this over at KYGO? I don't know if we did or not. So they accuse country Billboard charts of being racist.
It was on the chart, and it stopped.
They banned it from
being
there.
They decided it wasn't country anymore.
Right. So then they got Billy Ray Cyrus to sing the song so it would get played. And not only did it get played...
Billy Ray Cyrus is singing on that song, too?
Yeah. We have some breaking news. We have breaking news theme. And that was all to set up this breaking news. Because Chris Harris Jr. is from Texas, and that whole setup was to say, well, I don't know what the details are. Yes, what is it, Richie? What do you got? I thought we had breaking news theme. I thought we had breaking news. Don't worry about it. Well, what's the deal?
So the Broncos and Chris Harris Jr. have reached an agreement on a one-year contract adjustment per Mike Kliss.
Okay.
He's going to get $12.05 million.
Oh, my God.
$12.05?
Wait. So
not 12.
Not 12.5.
Correct. $12.05 million. Kliss calls it a nice raise from the scheduled $8.9 million.
Still holding on to the 8.9.
I know he is. Well, I thought he was
and
here.
Nothing else.
I thought he was here to pay his utility bills or come back here for no. So he'll be there tomorrow. How much is Kareem Jackson getting?
11. I told you it was going to be over 11.
Is it 11 or is it more than 11? I bet it's
it
more.
Averages 11. It's 3 years, $33 million.
So what is it this year?
Well, he gets 23 guaranteed.
Dude, 0.05. What is the 0.05? My guess is that's putting him over Kareem Jackson.
For the year?
Yes.
So Kareem is at $12,049,000 this year?
Right. What is 5.5? It's 50,000. That is such a, listen, I'm not sneezing at 50,000, but that is such a rando number to put up there.
Maybe it means something. Super Bowl 50?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah, I'm sure that's what it means. So after all that.
All what?
All what? Well, it's big news. So I guess he wasn't here just to get plates on his car or perhaps a landscape.
landscaping estimate. He was here to
make sure they didn't fax it to him.
So much for
James.
He had to
be in person.
James Palmer saying he had something planned to be here for weeks and weeks and weeks.
That may be true as well.
Oh, please stop.
Cut a commercial.
Stop it.
Maybe he's buying a house, selling a house.
Yeah.
You're into that. Fantastic news. I think it's great news.
Yeah. Oh, it's great news.
Great for Chris. Great for the Broncos.
He'll be there at practice
again
tomorrow.
It's none of our money.
What happened to $15 million, Freddie?
It was never 15. I said 11, between 11 and 15.
All right. Why did Chris? Okay. So let's think about it. Let's stay with the 8.9. Rolling your eyes. So.
Because he got $1 million bonus in 2018.
The 05 has got to be something that puts him slightly ahead of Kareem Jackson.
You don't think it's Super Bowl 50?
No.
It's symbolic?
No, I do not. That's funny, though. Let's just tag on an extra 50 grand because of, no fly zone, baby. Great job by his agent, Freddie. This guy did not get a... He's going to be gone. I shouldn't say that. We'll see how he plays. We'll see what he gets in free agency and go from there.
See how he plays against the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Yeah. My guess, if he plays great, he'll be gone. Because this memory will linger. If he doesn't play great, perhaps...
The memory of getting a huge pay raise without adding years in his contract, that's going to make him angry?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
It's win all around. I love it. I think it's fantastic. It's weird. It's unique. It's never happened before.
Chris Harris just got a $3 million raise for basically nothing. They just gave
him... Not for nothing, for being a fantastic corner.
They just gave him $3 million extra dollars. That's good, man. That is...
$3 million 50.
$3 million 50.
Don't forget
sleep
Super Bowl
on the 50. We'll get the latest from Nikki Javala next. All right, so the breaking news is that Chris Harris has, according to Mike Kliss of 9 News, and Nikki's on. We have Nikki here too. Well, Mike first, but let's go to Nikki for details if we can have them. From The Athletic, it's Nikki Javala. Nikki, what do you know about the Chris Harris situation?
So they have reached an agreement. It's as expected that 1 year salary adjustment for just this year, which means he'll still become a free agent in 2020, as if things stay this way. But his pay is increased from about $8.8 million this year, and that was including his $1 million option that they picked up, to $12.05 million. So it's a pretty decent pay bump. It makes him the highest paid corner on a team now, as a number one corner, and still gives him a chance to earn more in 2020. Now, there's still a chance the Broncos could re-up with him and try to keep him in the fold longer term, but this was the best solution they thought, given how far apart they were at the start when talks began about a long-term extension.
Nikki, because this is such a unique situation where they basically gave a guy extra money for 1 year and asked nothing in return, is it more, when you're looking at 2020, did they do this to, let's see how he plays this year, and you know, because Chris Harris really can't be mad at the team now, is it more to kind of almost curry favor going into 2020 if he plays well as a free agent?
Well, I think it's two things. The Broncos did want a longer term deal. They had discussed it at first when they first opened talks about all this, but Chris Harris's side and the Broncos were so far apart that they're like, all right, let's just shift our strategy, let's focus on this year, revising that salary to where both sides are okay, and then we'll address the future down the road. That said, I do think that this turns into another prove it year for Chris Harris, which is kind of the story of his life, right, where he's already got a great resume with the team, but he still has to show more. I think one of the things, the biggest thing they'll be looking for is, You know, he's going to be 30 in June, and even though they just gave Kareem Jackson, who's 31, a amount of money, they want to make sure that Chris is still playing at the level they're accustomed to with him before they hand out another extension. Or Chris may decide, you know what, I had a heck of a year, I want money, and decide to hit the open market.
Did he threaten to take the year off?
He insinuated pretty strongly that, you know, if they didn't reach an agreement, that he would hold out. But then again, he also said it's $15 million or nothing, and they settled at $12.05. So I think both sides, you know, compromised and to get him back on the field. This is the final week of OTAs, and then mandatory minicamp begins. And once it's mandatory, you know, they can impose fines. So it's kind of a soft deadline for them.
What's the relevance of the .05?
That I think some of the money will come in the form of bonuses. I think as Mike reported that he's getting reporting bonuses for coming back. That might factor into it. I haven't been able to confirm the specifics yet. So as soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I just was wondering is Kareem Jackson making like 12 this year? So it's .05 or... I'm just curious if it's to make sure he's the highest paid guy this year. That's what my question.
Well, Kareem Jackson was making on average 11. It had to be higher than 11. Kareem's base salary for 2019 is only $3 million because of the bonus. This definitely makes Chris the top paid corner on the team.
Does this make Elway look, I don't want to say weak, but I mean, a departure from how he's handled guys before. What kind of light does this put John Elway in?
Well, I think if he didn't do anything and he let Chris Harris walk, didn't cut a deal at all with Chris Harris, I think he would have faced a good bit of backlash, too. Chris is pretty well respected in the locker room and outside. So, I don't know that there was a total win for LA in this. He needs Chris Harris. The Broncos did have more leverage in the situation, which is probably why they ended up on 12. I kind of thought maybe they'd go to 13, even 13 and a half. But it's a weird situation. I mean, rarely do you do this for a guy who's still under contract. He's still had a year left. And this is the second year they've increased his pay. Remember, they gave him a $3 million incentive package last year. But with the injury and how bad the Broncos were, he only earned a fraction of it. It's definitely a different approach by LA and the Broncos. But I also think Chris Harris is a different player.
Nikki, will he be there tomorrow?
Okay, sounds good.
No, Nikki. Will he be there tomorrow?
Oh, will he be there tomorrow? Yes, he's expected to be. Yes.
Will you be there tomorrow?
I will be there tomorrow.
will he address the media tomorrow?
Oh, for sure.
I would imagine they would have him talk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
D-Mac will be there then.
I will. I'll have all my mentorship questions and. I'll cast doubt about whether Greek should actually be the guy.
What does the .050 mean? What's the $50,000 mean?
I am definitely going to ask
think it's,
that.
I think it has reference to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50. I do. That's all I got.
What's the deal, Chris, with the .05? Anyways, Nikki, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Well, does everybody feel better now? Text line? 303-713-1043. I tell you, this some breaking news. So usually we hang out after the show and go on Facebook Live, but perhaps we can take some phone calls, stick around here a little bit longer.
Overtime?
A little overtime.
Do I get a bonus?
We'll hold out for the .05.
Reporting bonus?
Yes. Where's our .05? All right, but seriously, what do you think? 303-713-1043. What do you think? This has been going on for a while. What's your reaction? Are you happy? You think Elway got played a little bit?
How could you not be happy when you're looking at...
It's not your money, right?
It's not your money, and we're talking 2019. I can't imagine how it would affect the cap next year because it's all within this year. So they've somehow figured out with Sully there in the front office how to make this these numbers work. It's I can't imagine a situation how this could not be viewed as positive. Not only that, but right. If you look at it, it you know, we talked about how poorly they've treated guys with Vaughn and let this thing drag out, and it will put John Elway, the general manager, in a good light, looking out for one of his guys, took care of a guy when he didn't have to. This is so unique, the fact that he was able to agree to terms and give this guy a one-year pay raise, was allowing him to be a free agent next year. Around the league, this will have positive ramifications. Because I think in the past, it's always been these really nasty, you know, cropping guys out of photos type situation.
Mrs. Miller was not happy either.
She wasn't happy after this year, right?
Right. Instagram. She hates Case Keenum.
Oof.
Goodness.
But where is the negative? You can be negative. Go ahead. find me the problem in doing this.
The problem. There's no problem.
There's none.
A problem. Precedent for other people in the future to do the same thing.
Oh, for taking care of guys that are underpaid? That's a problem?
This guy has earned it.
You're going to have to make a...
Your point is you'll have to have a career like Chris Harris to justify it.
Exactly.
So the only guys that are like that are Philip Lindsay in 8 years, or perhaps maybe Derek Wolfe. Long-time guys that,
Derek Wolfe is up right now. I mean, he's up after the year.
Yeah.
But he's not in the same category as Chris Harris.
This is Derek Wolfe's last year. Right. And Derek may be having some moments today.
You think Derek's thinking that he should...
Maybe.
Go back to the table? Hey, I'm not going to play this year. He can't, though. He's seen Draymond Jones practice.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll do a little overtime. Take your calls. What do you think? You can just leave if you want.
My coffee's almost done.
I know. You timed it out perfectly. When breaking news happens, we fix it. All right, we'll take your calls coming up next here on The Drive.
No sleep till!
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
The breaking news today, the Broncos and Chris Harris have come to terms on a contract adjustment. Chris Harris will get $12.05 million, a raise from $8.9 million, first reported by Mike Liss of 9 News. There were a couple of quirky things going on. The .05 is so that he will be making more money than Kareem Jackson. Apparently that sweetened things enough to get it done today. Also, he gets a $650,000 reporting bonus for showing up tomorrow, another $600,000 reporting bonus for training camp. And they just could not come to terms with a long-term deal. To give us more insight into it is ESPN Insider and our own Adam Schefter. Adam, it's D-Mac with Tom Nalen.
Don't hang up.
I'm thinking about it, but I'm going to hold off on hanging up, and I'll talk to my friend Tom, and I'll talk to my friend D-Mac, and say hello to you guys, and congratulations to Chris Harris on his new restructured contract, and congratulations to the Broncos on getting him back in the fold here.
What do you think the chances are that they'll reach some sort of longer-term extension during the course of the year? Do you think that's possible, or are they too far apart?
I don't think they're allowed to do that. I think once you restructure that contract... you're not allowed to do it again. You can't do it twice in a season. So I think that he will get to free. Now, after the season ends, they can reach agreement on a new deal and then sign it in March. But you have a situation here where basically this is the deal that both sides have agreed to make at this point in time.
So hold on. I was not aware of that. So they're not allowed by NFL rules?
I don't believe – I'd have to confirm that, D-Mac, but I don't – I mean, Tom, do you ever remember doing a player doing a contract twice in a year? No, right?
No.
No, it doesn't happen.
Adam, talking about contracts, have you ever seen in the NFL a contract where a player entering his last year just gets a raise but no extension? Has it ever happened?
I'm sure it's happened – it's unusual. And listen, you know, when I was talking to people this afternoon about this deal, I was under the impression that it was going to be a two-year agreement, that it was going to be one and one, one this year and then one more. And so somewhere along the way, I'm not sure exactly where, it dropped down to one. I don't know whether that's because the Broncos said, hey, we're not going to meet your number. And then they said, okay, let's do one. We'll do that. Now, I don't know how that worked. But, again, I think as of about 2 o'clock Eastern time today, 3 o'clock Eastern time, I thought it was going to be a two-year deal.
Wow.
And so that was my surprise. Not that they get any kind of deal done with Chris Harris, whether it's one, two, three, four, whatever it would be. I always thought they'd get something done with him. I just thought it was going to be a two-year deal. Like, again, this afternoon, my impression was going to be a two-year deal. And then somewhere along the way between 3 Eastern and an hour or so ago, it dropped to 1 year.
Well, so, what do you think about this unique arrangement?
But I think it's good for Chris Harris. He gets more money this year, and it gets him more in line with the other cornerbacks. And look, when Denver's paying a player like Kareem Jackson, who you alluded to the fact that he wanted to make more than, I think that's part of what drove this. Chris Harris felt like he deserved to be making more money. And I think the Broncos, when you've got a new coaching staff taking over, you want all your chess pieces there. You want everybody a part of this so that you can begin to break everybody in. So the Broncos basically gave him more money. And look, the guy's been a great player for a long time. So I guess you can't argue that. But to your guys' point, it's not often that a player just gets a raise in the last year of his contract. Just here's a few more million dollars.
Right. Like, that's what we're saying. Yeah,
it's free money.
That's the unusual part about it. Like, what is Denver getting back? That he's going to be there? Like, what was he going to do anyway? He had to be there anyway.
Right.
So I guess, you know what Denver gets out of it, in all honesty? It gets two things. It gets the idea that, hey, we're going to take care of the guys that take care of us and treat them fairly and do right by them. But you're also opening the door now to any other player in the last year of his contract.
Right.
Who feels like he has to perform. But I guess what, Chris Harris has gone to 4 Pro Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl. So the next time there's a one-time Super Bowl winner, 4-time Pro Bowl selection, then it would be within his rights to go to that team, and they will have precedent for the Broncos paying that player more money.
Does this one-year agreement and the trade of Joe Flacco, does this give you the idea that John Elway is all in on winning 2019?
Well, I didn't need this contract extension today to think that they were all in on winning in 2019. I mean, they were always all in on winning in 2019, and that's just the way that John is. Has there been a year with him at the helm here where I don't care if they're without Peyton Manning for the first year and whatever it is, have they gone into a season where John Elway waved the white flag before the season? And that doesn't happen with him.
Doesn't happen. Is it desperate?
I mean, what's desperate? He's got a long-term extension. He's got money. And so, I mean, desperate. I don't view it as desperate so much as I view it as competitive. I mean, you know what he's like. Right? Like,
yep.
I mean, you want to mingle desperate with competitiveness, fine. Because when you're in the closing 2 minutes and you're trying to lead that drive, you are desperate, but I just think it's born out of competitiveness as much as anything else. And it's born out of confidence that they just think, hey, they still got good pieces, mm-hmm. still have a good team, still going to be able to compete, and we're going to do everything we can to win now. And you know what? When we're having this conversation a year from now, it'll be the same thing. They're going to be doing everything they can to win in 2020, because that's just who John is.
You remember back when John retired, and Mike Shanahan had this burning desire to win without John.
Yeah.
And I feel like John has the same desire to win without Peyton. And I feel like that's what 2019 is shaping up to be, is this desire to win with his homegrown players.
But again, I believe that desire is always there. Now, what's fueling it could be any number of things. Okay, you believe that, Tom, and I would say it's just who he is as much as anything else. And, you know, the disappointment of last season, it didn't go anywhere near where Denver wanted. You say that the disappointment of the last, what, 2-3 years, right? I mean, they won the Super Bowl in, what, 16, was it?
15. The 15 season.
15. Yeah, 15 season, 2016. So that's been 3 seasons that haven't gone the way that they wanted, right? Have they made the playoffs in those 3 seasons? No, right?
No.
Okay. So every year, it's the same thing where John just thinks, okay, you know what? We're going to get some things right here. We're going to do some things different, and we are going to get back to the postseason. And so to me, that's what this is they think that they've got a competitive team. They think they've got a good team. Let's pay Chris Harris. Let's make sure that this guy's back in the fold. Let's get him in working with a coach that we really believe in, on a staff we really believe in. And let's have him maximize their abilities as we try to go back to the playoffs for the first time since the 2015 season.
Quite a story. Very, very unique.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
No doubt. By the way, I enjoyed watching your daughter, Dylan, smash eggs on your head. I thought that
that was quite a feeling. Yeah, that was nice. She really
She really went after it.
You know, it was funny because I mentioned it to her on Saturday night, and that was it. That was all I needed to hear because all I heard for 24 hours was, hey, when are we cracking the eggs? When are we cracking the eggs?
Right.
She couldn't wait to crack those eggs over my head for the Crack Cancer Challenge. So she was all fired up about
that. It's a great video, and I would advise people to go check it out and check out what it's all about. And we appreciate it, Adam. It's never boring here. That's for sure with John Elway.
It's always fun. D-Mac, Tom, nice to hear from you. Is the family well, Tom?
Yep, we're doing well. Yep.
Good. I'm happy to hear you. You sound okay there, Tom.
Thanks, Adam.
hopefully our paths will cross one day.
All right.
All right, Adam. We'll talk to you later. Right. Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
Did you pick up on the fact that Adam is as well connected as anybody to Denver?
Sure. That's for sure.
And the surprise from just a few hours ago that it's a 1-year deal, he was under the impression the whole time that it was going to be 2.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Adam is
actually
very connected. Hmm.
Well, I wasn't hearing that, though.
That's that. I mean, Nikki talked about a while ago, they were talking about a multi-year extension, and it, you know, for the longest time, it's been narrowed down to just one year. We haven't heard multi-year for a while.
Mm. That is interesting. All right. More of your reaction.
I wonder what happened. Adams get way more birdies than you do. Way more. Flocks.
I got a pretty good birdie on this one, though.
Flocks.
You only need one. This is the Drive on the Fan.
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
So the news today, big news. Chris Harris Jr. has signed a contract adjustment, giving him $12.05 million for this year. He will be there tomorrow. We know that because he gets $650,000 just for showing up. I would be on time, maybe even a little early. He also gets $600,000 for showing up for training camp. And the .05 is significant because it's Kareem Jackson, although he would average $11 million for, you know, per year for 3 years. He's making, I guess, 12 this year. And it ensures that Chris is getting more money than Kareem Jackson. And apparently, according to Mike Kliss, that was what kind of made it happen. Now, according to Adam Schefter, whether this was going to be a multi-year deal was kind of, was kind of bubbling to the surface. Even though I had been hearing for weeks now that it was always going to be a 1-year deal. But this entire negotiation has been interesting because a variety of different sides have definitely used media. All sides have used a variety of different media to get certain messages across. So,
John, the week of the draft, when he popped back up to the podium to say, that doesn't mean we're going to get anything done.
Right.
It just means we're going to talk after the draft.
Right.
And then Freddie went crazy and, right. and threw out $15 million, and then Chris had to step in between.
Right. According to Mike Liss, the 15 per is what shot down the multi-year deal. That demand was just too much, too far to go. So this is a compromise to give them some time. What confuses me a little bit is, like Adam said, does this mean they can't negotiate during the season for an extension? So I don't know. I just kind of assumed they would be able to do that. But now I wonder, does this guarantee that Chris Harris will go to free agency?
Well, I brought up in the break, I don't think you can renegotiate twice a contract in the same league year. But the fact that the Broncos are, or Kliss is, what's the term he used? Adjustment? Mm-hmm. Not a renegotiation, but an adjustment.
Contract adjustment.
So maybe that's some sort of loophole within the NFL guidelines to renegotiations. Because they didn't add anything to the contract, it's not really like a true renegotiation. Usually with that, there is a sign-in bonus and there is years extended.
Yeah, we are in a weird new territory.
It's, I asked Adam if he's heard of this before, and he said, I'm sure it's happened.
But couldn't cite
But when. I can't remember anything like this. It's so unusual. But Chris Harris wins.
Oh, Chris Harris wins. Doug, you're on the fan. Hi, Doug. Doug, are you there? Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I am. So I might be missing something here, and if I am, I apologize. But can't they franchise tag him at the end of the year, kind of like they did with Vaughn and Demaryius, and then work out a deal?
Yeah,
they can do that.
Sure.
And that may be the smartest way to go if they don't deem anyone else worthy of the franchise tag, because they certainly could do that with Derek Wolfe too. But it, you know, to get one more year out of him, and you're not risking, you know, 3 years and a larger sign-in bonus.
All right. I'm reaching out to somebody who is much smarter than me. That's a lot of people, right?
Did I get the text?
No. I said, does this mean Chris Harris can't sign an extension? Does this guarantee he goes to free agency? And the answer is no. So he can sign an extension. So Adam's a little bit wrong on that.
Well, I think it's the term adjustment as opposed to renegotiation.
Yeah. So according to this, they can do a deal with him at some another point in the year.
During the league time. Year.
Yeah. So Adam's.
It's a unique situation.
And I don't blame, because it's not an extension. It's an adjustment, which help us find another situation that's ever happened like this.
In sports.
At least the NFL.
I can't think of any other
sport. You wouldn't do this in baseball because all the money's guaranteed, so this would never happen.
I guess football's the only league that
that's right.
That's like.
That's right. That's why you can go from 5 to 11 to 11 and 5. And right. That's why it's a tough deal for players.
Or 6 and 10 to 10 and 6.
That's right.
It can happen.
It's happened many times. It's not unusual at all. This is what makes the NFL so great for fans. You don't have to go through a four-year trust the process.
Well, unless you're dysfunctional. I mean, the Browns went through decades of it.
Yeah, because they had terrible management.
Right.
They constantly.
But it's the NFL tries to help the teams. Everybody has the same amount of money.
They give you all the tools.
They flip-flop the draft.
That's right.
Worst to the end.
Free agency.
There's no excuse in the NFL not to have good teams every few years.
If you go more than 5 years without making the playoffs in the NFL, you just have bad management. That's all.
So if they're 8-8 this year, that's 4 years with John Elway?
That's right. Borderline. But they would theoretically have that fifth year. You could even say 3 years, to be quite honest with you. But
there are circumstances.
I'll say five. Because in a five-year period, you have time to get a free agent quarterback, draft a free agent quarterback and develop them, do whatever you want in free agency, draft whoever you want, and they'll be impactful. So if you go like the Bills on a 17-year run of not making the playoffs, you're just incompetent. You just had a lot of incompetent people running things. Or the Browns, you just could not figure out how to draft a quarterback. All right, we're going to take more of your calls. We're going to hash it out. Big news, Chris Harris has signed a deal. We'll get to your reaction coming up next.